your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Federal Reserve is never going to be on the side of the retail investors. They're always going to be on the side of protecting their buddies and big hedge funds and big banks. Retail investor and, you know, the mom and pop shop, the little businesses, will never get any backing from them. So you're pretty much, when they decide what's the interest rate, then raising or changing the interest rate or the debt ceiling, your savings are being devalued just by the Federal Reserve doing this. And you have no, I mean, you've got no sovereignty. You've got no way of fighting this back.
You know, I have to wonder, and I'm saying this not necessarily in jest, but it's a legitimate question, and that is, the Federal Reserve Bank really, really controls, oftentimes, in my opinion, to the detriment of the American economy and the world's economy because of what the Federal Reserve does in its own best interest. Now, they would deny that they do anything in their own best interest, but G. Edward Griffith, who has been on the program before, actually would say, you know what, that's not true. You mentioned Ron Paul, Christian. Ron's a really good buddy of mine, and I have to tell you, he feels very, very strongly that the Federal Reserve Bank is something that really could be either spruced up, polished up, cleaned up, or something that we totally don't need. Now, the one thing that concerns me about our current monetary policy is that it is totally without any basis whatsoever. When our currency was based on an asset called gold, it had true value. Today, the total debt of the United States, which is in the scope of billions of dollars, has absolutely no value other than psychological, because people know that if they don't respect the fact that the United States has that debt, that the economy of the world, not just the United States, but the economy of the world would simply collapse. And that's why I believe there is a huge, huge value in the concept of cryptocurrency. Any comments on that, either Doris or Christian?
Sure, I'll take that one now. And sorry, Christian, you want to say something first?
No, please go ahead.
Yeah. So I guess when I'm thinking about all of this, you know, we have when we look globally, and your comment is quite right, Al, that, you know, each of the countries are more integrated in many ways to other countries than perhaps in decades or centuries ago. So there's always the domino effect of the impact of one country, the action of one country impacting another country. A comment that Christian made a while ago is one that I would like to reinforce here, because I think this sort of underpins this whole discussion, and that is what we call quantitative easing. And now you just made the comment that, you know, the US dollar, Canadian dollar, is no longer backed by the gold standard. And so with quantitative easing, with more and more dollars being printed by the money machine, mm-hmm. the denominator continues to get bigger and bigger. And therefore, the amount that we own in that currency, is the fraction becomes smaller and smaller, and the value of the money that we had is continually becoming less. And that's where, you know, when Christian and I and our other partner, Chris White, are looking at what we're doing in DeFi strategies, or we call ourselves DeFi-A, we're really looking to work with companies so that they can get a good understanding about the current monetary situation, both in their own country and globally, and recognizing that each one of us can be learning, becoming informed about another system that may be one that's going to become stronger and stronger over time, that's going to help each one of us individually gain a bit more self-sovereignty and be strong in our own situation. Christian, were you going to add to that?
Yeah, there's a great quote from Alan Greenspan, the former chair of the Federal Reserve, who used to say, in the absence of the gold standard, there's no way of protecting saving through confiscation, through inflation. And this is exactly it.
Well,
Christian, that was such a good quote. Can you repeat it and say it a bit slower? That was so great.
In the absence of the gold standard, there is no way to protect savings from confiscation to inflation.
That's a very interesting point.
And that,
go ahead.
That way of saving, of protecting savings, is called Bitcoin.
Yeah. No, I would agree with that 1,000%. Okay, been talking with Christian and Doris, and I want to say one thing. Doris is a CA, graduated from the University of Ontario, and Christian, I'm very intrigued also with your intellect. I've met Doris a number of times in person, pretty impressive woman intellectually, and I also want to say you are the first individual Christian who I have met in my life who is a graduate of the Sorbonne. I mean, that is a fantastically interesting and qualified intellectual institution. We're going to have these folks back on the show. We're going to have a total special? We're going to have a special here in a couple of weeks that will give an in-depth presentation of everything you could ever possibly want to know about cryptocurrencies. You guys out there, you're pretty active on the blog. I'd like you to do me a favor. If you have any questions whatsoever for these folks, please utilize the blog and I will forward the questions to them. Stick around. Big Al is going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.